In the last decade and a half of Redon's life, he begins to make extraordinary paintings, pastels, and watercolors of flowers. And the story goes that his wife, Camille, actually would make the arrangements, and the vases have been somewhat documented in the family.
The still lifes on this wall may seem staid and classical compared to his earlier subjects.
But I think when you really look at these, especially this one from the mid-teens, you see some of the strangeness that has always been part of Redon's work. The vase is in a kind of nowhere. It's not on a table. There's no wallpaper. There's no background. It's in the kind of atmosphere that we might easily have seen in a work like Roger and Angelica. And the color of the flowers has an unnatural intensity. The blue is electric. The red is maybe a little too saturated. And so you get this sense of unreality. It's not nature as we see it out there in the world. It's become more intense and extraordinary.
Also, it's not easy to identify Redon's blossoms.
Do we see a daisy here, a poppy there? But some of these flowers, I'm sure, in their current color at least, don't exist in nature, and that he's creating something out of his imagination.
Redon's flower pictures proved enormously popular. Elsewhere on this wall, you can see him trying the theme out in different ways, from a small tile with a floral pattern, to an abstracted floral pastel, or a more straightforward vase with geraniums. Throughout his career, Redon combined observation of nature with flights of the imagination. He said,
"It is nature who orders us to obey the gifts she has given us. Mine have led me to dreams."